Here ends the friar's tale. The host boisterously invites the quiet Oxford scholar, the clerk, to break his reticence and tell a tale. Obediently, like the main character in his tale, the clerk complies, and like the scholar he is, he acknowledges the source of his tale, a work by the Italian poet Petrarch, and starts with a slightly pedantic lecture on the geography of Italy in which his tale is set. His tale of the patient wife Griselda, who endures without complaint the mental cruelties of her husband Walter, has fascinated and repelled both modern and medieval audiences. Petrarch felt obliged to point out that it is not meant to be taken literally, but is a parable illustrating how the faithful soul should endure the hardships which God sends. Chaucer professes to follow him in this, and Harry Bailey, the host, calls the story a legend, like a saint's life in the Golden Legend, the title of a great medieval collection of saints' lives. A problem with this reading, however, is that one may find it difficult to take the cruel, wife-beating whims of Walter as something godlike. It is much more like the actions of the persecutors of the martyrs in the Golden Legend. Sympathizing with Griselda against her tormentor is almost impossible to avoid, which would mean allegorically siding against God. If Walter is God, in some way, the tale may well be read as a questioning of the lesson it professes to inculcate. It may suggest that God is cruel, arbitrary, whimsically tyrannical. The question may occur, is the price demanded for the Lord's favor excessive? Whether you read Lord with a lowercase L or a capital. Read in this way, the tale is not really a very effective counterweight to The Wife of Bath's prologue, where Alison is presented as domineering, but never really cruel. In part one of The Clerk's Tale, the young ruler of Saluzzo, in Italy, is urged by his people to marry and beget an heir to ensure a peaceful succession of the same ruling family. He reluctantly agrees, on condition that they accept whomever he chooses. A wedding date is set. Here, then, is part one of The Clerk's Tale, which is read in its entirety by John Rayner.